This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Welcome to another safety class, and today we're going to talk about multi-employer work sites. In many cases, actually in most of the cases, you're going to have several contractors working on the same site, contractors, subcontractors, maybe prime contractors, multi-prime contractors, and they're going to have different operations taking place at the same time. So what if there's a safety violation? Which one should be cited for that safety violation? If more than one are involved in the same operation, the same location, again, how are things going to be sorted out? So this is primarily the subject of our lecture today. According to OSHA, there are four different types of employers. And these are the controlling employer, who is responsible for and has the authority to control conditions on the website. So if, for example, we have one general contractor or one prime contractor, then in this case, that would be a controlling employer. The second one is a creating employer, who's an employer whose employees created the hazards. Let's say, for example, there was an electrical cable that was left exposed, not properly insulated or not properly protected. And that was due to the work of the electrical subcontractor. So in this case, the electrical subcontractor would become the creating employer. The third one is the exposing employer, an employer whose employees are exposed to the hazards. Let's say we have another mechanical contractor working in the same area where that electrical cable exists. So in this case, the employees of that mechanical contractor are going to be exposed to the hazard of electrocution, and the mechanical contractor would in this case become the exposing employer. The fourth and last one is the correcting employer, which is the employer who has the responsibility for actually correcting the hazard. In this case, one of the top two is going to be the correcting employer. It might be either the controlling employer, because he's the one in charge, he or she is the one in charge of the whole site, or it could be the creating employer, the one who created that hazard in the first place. So normally citations are issued to the exposing employer, the one that caused the hazard, those whose employees are exposed to hazards. Additionally, the creating, the controlling, and the correcting employers may also be cited if they did not do anything about correcting that hazard, whether or not their own employees are also exposed. So the first one to be cited is going to be the exposing employer. In this case, it's going to be the mechanical contractor, because they saw the cable, they exposed their employees to that electrocution hazard, and they did not do anything about it. Someone might say, what can they do about it? They're not the electrical contractor, the creating contractor. They're not the controlling contractor, which is the general contractor. At least they could have notified the general contractor, who is the controlling, and the controlling contractor could have contacted the creating contractor or employer to correct that issue. But since they did not act, that is their share of the blame. The exposing employer is normally cited, but that employer may have a legitimate defense to the citation. If the exposing employer can meet all five of the following conditions or defenses, then that exposing employer shall not be cited, and in this case it might be the creating and the controlling contractors or employers who are going to be cited. What are these five defenses? Well, the conditions for an exposing employer's defense against citation. First, he did not create, he or she did not create the hazard. So the employer did not create the hazard. Second, did they correct the hazard? The employer did not have the responsibility or the authority to have the hazard corrected. Third is ability. The employer did not have the ability to correct or remove the hazard. Fourth, notified others. Did he notify others? The employer notified others, the creating and the controlling and or the correcting employers, about the hazard to which his or her employees are exposed. And the fifth and final defense is going to be recognition of the hazard itself. the employer has instructed or trained his or her employees to recognize the hazard, and, where feasible, the exposing employer has taken appropriate alternative means of protecting employees from the hazard, and when extreme circumstances justify it, the exposing employer shall have removed his or her employees from the job to avoid citation. Now, if these five conditions are satisfied in the exposing employer, then they're not going to be cited. They did their best, they recognized the hazard, they protected their employees by removing them from the area, they tried to change it, they notified someone about changing it at least. If the employer whose employees were exposed to a hazard meets the above five conditions, then the citation shall be issued. Someone is going to be blamed, definitely. But who's going to be blamed in this case? The citation shall be issued to the creating employer and or the correcting employer. Because someone, the correcting employer might be the same as the creating employer, it might be the same as the controlling employer, or might be someone different. The controlling employer shall also be cited even though no employees of that employer may have been exposed to the violating condition, because they are in control of the whole site, therefore the title controlling employer. So basically this is a brief summary about what are the different responsibilities on the site. Make sure to know your responsibilities, whether you are the controlling, whether you are the creating, whether you are the exposing, or whether you are the correcting employer, and make sure that just in case you are the exposing employer, you have all five defenses ready and you implement them to protect yourself against citation from OSHA. I'll see you in the next lecture.